You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Welcome, everyone, to our very own Love to the Line with Dr. Navigator. When he speaks, you listen. You should understand and take heed. Join us every Sunday at 8 p.m. by calling 347-327-9515 here on Opulent Network Radio. Call and share your thoughts, opinions, ideas, and concerns. Share valuable information with the world for the domino effect to take place. Make sure you stop, drop, and text someone that you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation. Also join us every week, starting with Motivational Monday with Naomi Love, Wisdom Wednesday with Miss Lane, and Thoughtful Thursday with Reverend Jai Ace, all starting at 9 p.m. Again, I'd like to take this time and welcome everyone, and I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to our host, Dr. Navigator.
Love to the line. First and foremost, I'd like to say it's a blessing and a privilege to be amongst everyone within this opportunity to come together to another episode of Love to the Line. Last week, we spoke about the Constitution. And in the process of doing so, we learned about amendments. And when we spoke about these things, it's not like we're going through a class in the next, 4 weeks. What we're doing is going through awareness, awakening, ideas, thoughts, and concerns that we have had suppressed for so long because we basically forgot it once we left school. Yet still, our children, our descendants, those who are coming behind us, is forced to live in a world where not only on Opulent Network Radio, such as Love to the Line, but on Motivational Monday, Wisdom Wednesday, Thoughts of Thursday, we're constantly hearing over and over about the condition that our children are faced to live in, that we, as parents, what are we actually doing in this country as a people? We learned about the Constitution where it started as we the people. We also learned about amendment. See, amendment is a minor change in a document. So to go into what we're speaking about this week, how much do you actually know about being American? And if you don't know everything, or some of the things, the basic rules, basic, laws that govern us, how can you teach it to your child? Now, we all say we're good parents, and in our own right, we're good role models. And, I wouldn't even deny, a question, the love that a mother or a father should have for their child and taking care of them, doing the best they can for them. So I'm going to say, we're all good parents. But in the process of doing so, why are we putting all the burden on the system to teach our children something that we see as a people is not being adhered to in this country? The Bill of Rights. See, the Bill of Rights is something that was put in place in 1791 to guarantee that we all had a right. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. Now, remember what we said amendment was. This is, a change in a small document. See, the Bill of Rights was the First Amendment of it, the Bill of Rights. It was a freedom of expression. See, Congress shall make no laws respecting and establishing of religion or prohibiting the freedom of exercising thereof or to abridge the freedom of speech or of press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Obviously, we the people got the right. It's guaranteeing us that we have the right to come together no matter what we talk about. If it's about religion, if we want to express our minds, our concerns about us, we the people. So he's telling you that you got the right. It's guaranteeing you got the right to come here tonight on Opulent Network. As long as you're doing it respectfully and peacefully, to assemble for the betterment of our children for the rights. But how often do you sit down and express this to your children? How often have you thought about it since you left school? Yet instead, we live our days day in and day out. And we travel. We do what we have to do in order to sustain life in America. We the people. We also, we the people, continue to do what we have to do respectfully to have an occupation, to assure that our children is well took care of, that they are safe as we the people. But do we the people put this same pressure or this burden where they lay? The knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding of knowing that we are a people. I don't think we have the construct, or we have the overstanding of we the people. How much power do we the people? But see, the Bill of Rights is assuring you that you, as a people, have the right to certain things as in this country. But do we know that? See, the segment for the next couple of weeks is how much do you know about being an American? And I'm not questioning nobody's integrity. I'm not questioning nobody's understanding. I'm not questioning nobody's ability to be considered a good person. What I am doing is awakening you as an American. No matter how you want to look at it, no matter what race you are, no matter what subtitle you want to put on it, you know, if you are considered an American, you live here in this country. But do you know how to live here in this country? Do you know how to ensure that our children know that they're right? That they what they can actually do and what they can't do. So our prison can quit being overcrowded. So our graveyard, our cemetery, our hospital can be stop being overcrowded with we the people of ignorance, because we the parents haven't extended what we the people should know, because we forgot it when we left school. See, the Bill of Rights, they are sure that you had these different rights. That you didn't have to argue, have debate about being we the people. But I got to ask, how much do we know about being the people? How much do you actually, you know about the laws of this country? Oh, yeah, we know thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not rob, thou shalt not kill. Because these are the commandments of the Bible, something that have been instilled in us, embedded in us. Even so, it's part of our laws to live in this country. You know it's not right to go out and shoot somebody if you don't even know nothing about the Bible. You know you don't want to go to prison for it. But do you know that you have a right to bear arms? Do you know that you can actually have a right to bear arms? If you had the proper paperwork, you put through the proper procedures in order to bear arms. Do you know the criteria of you bearing what you must not have, that you cannot be on some kind of probation or parole or had a family violence charge or something of this nature. But yet and still, just last year we had several shows about a man that went into a hotel room and shot 58 people at a concert. And how could it happen in America when we the people, we are here to protect one another. Our laws protect us. But do we know our laws? And that was an example. Just bearing on. They don't have, you know, bearing on, you know, we all have our different, you know, opinions on, you know, firearms. Yet it's still, you cannot deny the fact that right here on this show we have spoke about firearms. We have talked about that there's a firearm in America, for every citizen in America, even babies, there's enough firearms. Yet it's still, well, they manufacture. But see, that's neither here nor there with protecting and securing our children. But the Bill of Rights say that we have the right. But do you know that? Can you teach that? So I'm going to ask you, if anyone would like to speak on this topic, if anyone would like to put in, you know, shed any light on this topic before we get deep into the Bill of Rights, you know, all you have to do is press 1, and you can share your comments and concerns. And if you find something that you find to be disturbing, man, you know, we are here to assemble respectfully. This is what we have a right to do. The Bill of Rights say we do. So why shouldn't we exercise that right? This is why we're here on Optimal Network. So if you'd like to speak about it, if you have any concerns about the rights of being American or what you know of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, please share it. Press 1. And since no one has no concerns at the moment, let's talk about the Bill of Rights. See, the Bill of Rights, they are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. See, the first one said we have the freedom of religion and speech and press. See, all this coincides with the amendment of the Bill of Rights, which I just spoke to you about. The second one is the right to bear arms. We just spoke about that. The housing of soldiers, meaning that our soldiers should have adequate housing, if you know you represent this country. Protect them from unreasonable searches and seizures. Honestly, as we go through these amendments, you don't have to speak. Just sit back and think. Have you ever encountered, if personally, through the media, through, you know, word of mouth, that someone have endured the violation of these amendments, yet and still they were considered the villain and not the victim? If someone that you actually know, just think about it. Have you actually been violated of these amendments, of these Bill of Rights? Once again, I like to say, number four, protection from unreasonable searches and seizure. Number five, protection of the right to life, liberty, and property. You have the right to live in this country. You have the right to be free in this country. You have the right to property in this country. But tonight, how many people within the sound of my voice, within the chat room, anywhere within Optical Network family can say that you own your property? You can say you own your house, but at the end of the year, you got to pay mortgage, don't you? You got to pay property tax, don't you? On your property. You have the right to accuse persons in criminal cases. You have the right to face your accuser, basically. If someone, you know, your son, your neighbor, someone in your family that have actually went through some type of, you know, criminal case, do they actually know the right to the person that they had the right to face the person that accused them of, instead of walking into a courtroom and being faced with the accuser? You have a right in civil cases. You know, you didn't see it through LJ case, took everything he had, even though he was found not guilty. You have exercise for bail, for fines, excessive bails, fines, and forbidden, I mean, punishment is forbidden. Excessive bail, fine, and punishment is forbidden. Yet and still, we've had numerous shows here on Optical Network, numerous, about unfairness in certain cases. Even if we were the victim, what the perpetrator got in our case that we have had to endure with our families. To be pulled over, and because you go on a certain speed, then you have to pay $600 to be charged with something and have to have post bail and knowing it's outside the means of your income. You have excessive bail. You know, we have this part of our Bill of Rights. But do we know this when we face these type of dilemmas? Can we teach our children when they have to face these type of dilemmas? Other rights to keep by the people. Other rights to keep by the people. It's some simple word, but when you put them together, the meaning is so magnetic. The magnitude of it just draws you to it, because you as a people have the right. You have, it's telling you, you got rights. But see, this is the catch. Under undelegated powers kept by states and the people. Now, you say undelegated, you know, you have, see, now you like, you know, one before that was simple words, but then you go to undelegated, and you're like, well, what is that? You know, it's not something that we use, you know, often you probably once didn't know what it meant. But it's the powers not delegated. That means it's not authorized. You have to send a representative to the, you know, elected someone to the United States by the Constitution, not prohibited by it, to the state, and reserved to the state respectfully. All to the people. That's all 10 of them. But see, the disturbing part, not that we know, if I said anything that drew your attention about what you didn't know, and it's not that I'm, I'm trying to, you know, teach you something. If you don't know it and you don't go search for yourself right now to find out, then, you know, you're doing yourself, your family, your children, your environment, all a misjustice. Because if you come to me and you say, Dr. Navigator, let me teach you about taxes. And I missed that show. But if I had to know about taxes and I'm ignorant to it, and I refuse to know, then I have done myself, my family, a misjustice. I guess, you know, you have to agree with, you know, number 45. When they asked him why he didn't pay taxes, he said because he was smart. Now, that can be insulting to a person that don't know what he knows. Because maybe he's a little smarter in that aspect than I am. And I felt, you know, some kind of way about it. I got in my feeling because he got, you know, he told me the truth. The truth hurt on it. And I don't know the things that he know how not to pay taxes. Maybe that's why he a billionaire and I'm a dollarnaire. So what can I do for my family? His son don't seem to be having problems right now. His family is living lavish right now. Yet it's still my family suffering. My neighbors suffering. Your sons and daughters suffering. And what can I do for them? I mean, I'm talking about being a dollarnaire. So I can't be mad with number 45 saying about that. Because we as a people, what do we know about being Americans? We know what is right and wrong about humanity. But do we know the Bill of Rights? Have we looked back into the Constitution? Have we actually been able to sit down and tell our children that this is the thing that they cannot just search your car like that. They cannot just put you on a wall and treat you like that. They cannot just take your property like that. You do have the right to have property. You just learned that. But can you teach your child that? So when your child becomes belligerent, and then your child becomes, you know, hostile, and now they tell your child to freeze, and they got it on camera where your child just don't know their rights. And they continue to put up a fuss because they know what is happening to them is not right. But instead, it's being able to quote to these officers, I have the right to do this. I have the right for this. On that same camera, that officer will have to respect and adhere to it. Yet and still, your child became very unruly. And now this child became a victim of another cop shooting a child. And all we can say, this is not fair. This is not right. But what have you done as the people to ensure that your child knew their rights? And if it ain't enough to make you realize something about self instead of pointing fingers at others, that we don't know as much as we should know about being American, no matter if you're black, white, Chinese, I don't care what you are tonight. And they can call you this American, that American, whatever American. At the end, they call you American. And if they even call you a refugee right now, you got rights at that on this land. And if you don't know it, then you can continue to point fingers. We can continue to say this is not right. We can continue to complain. And we can continue to entertain funerals. We can continue to send flowers to hospitals. We can continue to travel up and down highways to visit loved ones and friends in prison. And we can continue to see our community deteriorate because of ignorance, which is our number one enemy. So when you talk about the Bill of Rights, what do you know about being an American? And if you can say here nicely, oh, I know that. Well, learn about to ask your child, ask your grandchild, what do they know? And if they don't know what you know, then you have done them a misjustice. And you should take the time out of your beautiful 24 hours in this day and the next day and the day after that. And just take 30 minutes and say, man, let me look at this one amendment and just read and learn about it. It won't take you all week to be able to come know how to be a better American. It won't take you a whole week today to give your children something other than car fare, you know, gas fare, a new cell phone. It'll be something you have gave your child. When you leave this earth, you can leave and you can actually believe in peace knowing that your child is just a little more aware about where they live. Your child is just a little more aware about the rules and regulations and policies on how to maintain and sustain life where they live. So I ain't had to worry about seeing my child in an early grade. I don't have to worry about if my child had become a commodity of a prison cell and that they are making more money off our youth than our youth can make within their communities. Yet and still I can complain. But if you can complain and you don't feel like you need to know these things, or that you say, hey, the school system is just not teaching our children, well, what are you teaching them? Let's not claim to, you know, keep looking at the teachers. Let's not keep, you know, making excuses about the school system. Let's not keep putting so much focus on why our children are headed down a path of destruction because of the school system. Yet and still we have heard teachers right here on Oxford Network, on Wisdom Wednesday, that tell us about what goes on in their schoolrooms. What have went on with them by being teachers? How they can be afraid to go and teach these children that we are finding out that have to be on drugs in order to sustain a classroom, to stay in a classroom, to be maintained in that classroom. Wouldn't you be afraid to know that your child or someone else's child, while you stay here, can get actually push you, jump you, shoot you? Yet still you want me to worry about a curriculum and teach them how to be American. I'm trying to give them what I got to give them and get little Johnny out of here. Yet and still 2 years from now, little Johnny become, you know, the next convict. He said, I knew he was going to jail. Why didn't you do something to help me? I ain't talking about the teacher. I'm talking about you. You, we the people. We got the right to assemble. We have the right to come together and question anything about our state. See, them ten amendments, they separated by the state. And the state is ran by the people. And the delegates who we send to represent us, the people, are the people that we elect in our state to be our state representatives. But we the people, we don't know nothing about what the question. We can't do nothing but complain in each state and don't know nothing about how to correct the deterioration of our children in these states. We just found out that Georgia had won Business State of the Year 4 years in a row. And we also found out that Georgia's number one business is prisons. Prisons have to be filled by who? We the people. But if we the people became more educated and taught our children how not to be that commodity, then maybe Georgia wouldn't be the number one business state. There wouldn't be no prisoners. That means you will have less victims. That means people in society will actually have the opportunity to say, hey, I don't think I have to go to the hospital if I have a cold. That the graveyard will not be so full no more. But what are we doing for that as a people? Why we as a people don't know how to stop that? Why we don't know how to assemble? We got a right to, as long as people and respectful, that's what the literature reads. That's what the law reads, and say, hey, we don't like this, and we want to change this in our state, not just your county, not just your town, in your state. Assemble. Bring people together. There is strength in multitude, for the Bible teaches us this. That it's the same thing that we got to and go through as a people, but we don't utilize it because we find reason to separate ourselves. We find reason not to like one another. We find reason not to coincide with one another. We find reason not to be a people. And it's going to be race. It's going to be sexuality. It's going to be financial, you know, where I live at. It's going to be your town versus my town, the west side, the east side. It's going to be a game. I'm in this game, you in that game. We find some kind of reason not to be a people. And then on the worst one of all, see, when we talked about the Constitution, originally in the amendment, the first thing it told you about was you had the right to establish a religion. You had the right to establish a religion. And that's the one thing that separates us every Sunday. You got Southern Baptists. You got this type of Baptist. You got this type of religion. You have this type of religion. You have that type of religion. You have whatever, and all of them is respected. There's no religion to me that's not respected. If that's your belief, your faith, man, Optum Network send all the love in the world to us. We do not separate like this because we are a people. But I want to get that, you know, theoretically understood and, you know, formulated. No way in order that am I disrespecting anyone religious. Yet and still we find these same religions to separate us as a people. So we do not come in a great multitude and have strength. we separate ourselves as a people and realize that, man, hey, we are the same deterioration within our state. But then it goes back to the topic. How much do you know about being American? How much do you actually know about being American unless you're more concerned with, you know, the thing that separates us? I don't like this person because they're that race. I don't like this race. I don't like these people because that happened. I don't have time. Why not just say put our personal feelings about a person's character to the side and say those who come together peacefully and respectfully like the law states, come together and unite. Come together and assemble so we don't need the undiligent representative. That we make the laws for our state. And see how we come together then and see if our state becomes the number one state to state. Take that challenge. I'm going to do all I can to assemble as many people together and say, hey, we want to combat this. We want to combat that. That we feel like we can make our state better. Not our town, not our high school, not our little city hall, our state a better state. And see if we can have the number one state to state in America. And see if we, the people, can make our state great again. See if we, the people, can do that. I see if we the people become divided in a minority, and those who the power that be say no. That's cap. We need this capital. We need these states. We don't need no state to be safe. We need all the crime and the corruption that we could probably get. Because guess what? This is what made the state of Georgia number one. This is what you come. This is how we keep the balance. But who is suffering? We the people. But if we knew more about what it took to be American, if we know what it took to say, I am American, and that no one race is more superior than the other one, and say, well, I am more American than you, because that's something that don't make a lot of sense to me. If we call these people Native American, that means Native, the word Native means original. That means they would be more American than anybody, but they got them on a little reservation somewhere in Idaho. So let's just be realistic now. We're going to put the subtitle to the side and say we are Americans. We the people. Don't have no other choice. Me as an African-American, if they have a war tonight with Africa, who would I have to fight with? Never been to Africa, but I bet if I even picked up a gun and shot an American, what's going to happen to me? So what would I do? So let's not think about the subtitle. Let's not think about what type of American I am or what religion I am or what sexual gender I may be. Let's just say we the people going to come together and we'll find a representative in every state that we find that, you know, got a voice, like I'm talking about a powerful voice in every part, in every, you know, city in our state. And we're gonna come together peacefully and respectfully. And we're going to come up with better ways to make our state a safer and better place for our children, for the education aspect, for every aspect. And see what happens. You got a right to do it. You do have that right. But do you know you do? Or are you being separated just like the rest of everybody else by some reason, something, some reason I do not deal with this individual? Some reason. Are we living a political life ourselves and not even know how to be political? When Bill Clinton ran for president, one of their greatest contributors was Donald Trump. Yet and still, when he ran against Hillary, he sabotaged her. He assassinated her character. All for her office. So let's not separate ourselves, because when you're talking about a political platform, you will do whatever to stay on the top. And these diligent, like we send it, they are doing all they can to make it to the top. But are we being deceived? Or are we deceiving ourselves by not letting it be known what we want to be sent to the top? And to show why we got a safer state, not just the best business state. Because our children, our loved ones, our neighbors, our future have become a commodity. And we don't know how to even help them. We don't even try to help them. So we don't know ourselves. We don't know how to actually come together ourselves and say, I'm not going to separate myself from this particular. I'm not going to let my religion separate. I'm not going to let my sex. I'm not going to let these, my race. I'm not going to let these things, my game set, separate me. I'm going to come together for my children. I'm going to come together for my grandchildren so they can have a greater and safer life. And, you know, because they do have the right to what? Life, liberty, and property. This is what the law says. I'm doing it for them. But see, I'm not going to live always. It's going to come a time that I'm going to perish from this earth. The one thing that we cannot change in this life is death. But the one thing you can assure is that your descendants, your kids coming behind you, have a safer path, a greater path, a brighter path than you did. Or you can continue to sit around and let your children see you sit around and complain, and your complaints become their complaints, and their complaints become your grandchildren's complaints. And you may not get around to your great-great-grand, but if you do, it's a blessing. But their complaint will be the same. So until you realize that we as a people, and you realize that you can exercise these Bill of Rights, and your children learn that they cannot be a victim of a cop killer, this off-duty cop that just feeling like he's going to be gung-ho and he wanted to just shoot a little boy and can go to court and get away with it because he knew his rights as American, yet still we found him to be unjust. And we just stop this as a people, or do we continue to feel fearful when we drive in and that we have to keep our phone charged so we get pulled over that we can record the whole segment of this illegal search that we just learned in the Bill of Rights to say that they can't do this. So just hope, you know, if it happened that I can actually record it and say, hey, this unjust thing that just happened to my loved one, I need to be compensated for. Y'all need to pay me. Pay me and I won't talk about it no more. That wouldn't normally happen. All the people that we hear about, we gripe about that being unjustly murdered in the street by cops. How many times have you seen a family come together afterwards to correct this wrong? See, once you got the right, you know, you learn about civil cases, which that would be a civil case, you know. You learn that in the Bill of Rights. I just taught it to you. Once you get that money and it become a gag order that you're not to speak about this anymore, well, that's brushed under the rug until the next one happens. What are we going to do as a people to assure that your child not the next victim like this? Are we letting it occur because our child is our next lottery ticket? Our child is going to be the next one to get us over the top, but they're going to pay that price with their life? No, that ain't right. Your mama and daddy didn't do it to you. That's why you're around today. That's why you're a parent. And in some way they kept you safe. But as we see each day, our world becoming more and more unsafe. Gun laws. What have you heard about it since the last killing in Las Vegas? None. Nothing has changed to assure that this won't happen no more. It's brushed under the rug until the next incident, or tragedy, as we should call it. But do it hit home when it hits your home? Or do you realize tonight that we, the people, under the United States Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, have rights? And that we should teach these rights to our children and make sure that they learn. Make sure that it's something that, you know, you can post on the wall at home so they can always remember that I have this right when I walk out of my mother and father's house, that I have a right if this happens, if I get pulled over. If I want to speak my mind respectfully. If I want to, you know, face my accusers. If I walk in, when you pull me over, I can express to you that I'm not ignorant to the laws. Maybe our children can be a little more safer and get drive on home. But instead, we as parents, we are ignorant to the ways of being American. And I don't say that being disrespectful or belittling or derogatory. It's just what the word means. Not knowledgeable of a certain, you know, subject or title or something. And we as Americans, we really don't know how to be American yet, and still we continue to complain. Yet, and still we continue to see the unjust. Because out of all these amendments, I'm quite sure there's someone that you know have experienced this. They have been violated by some of the greatest laws that have been established in this country. This law came into existence in 1791. And still is in existence. Yet it's still, they're being violated by the same people that governs you because you don't know. And by you not knowing, you're not in the position to teach your children. And by you not knowing, your children are becoming, you can say they're great, they straight-A students, and, you know, they're going to be most likely to succeed. But if they don't know the thing that you know how to be American, what good is it? What good am I to be a great heart surgeon? I can do, I'm a great heart surgeon. And still, I don't know the laws of being American. So when I get pulled over and the cop pulls me over, he say freeze, and I reach over in my bag to show him I'm getting my license, he shoot me. But my action caused me to die. You understand what I'm saying? If you're not universally sounded, intellectually sounded, we're not, the word universal means as a whole, your whole state, your whole people. You're not really talking about nothing. You cannot separate knowledge. You cannot give it to a certain group of people and exempt others from it and think that they can coincide in the same environment. It's not, no, it's not possible. You don't see house kids living in the jungle. They will be. They won't make it a minute. I say that to say this. Until we decide to come together as a people and assemble, until we decide to come together as a people and be able to show our children, teach our children on how to be American, by being American, by being the people, by being the one that established the laws, by being the one to introduce what we would like to happen in our communities, we'll continue to be lost. We'll continue to not exceed, to exceed. We'll continue to fail. And we'll continue to go, walk around with our chest poked out like we're doing some great thing, but still we are deteriorating from our children's possibilities for success and productivity of life. So I challenge you tonight, before we close, I challenge you tonight, sit down and learn the laws. Just make yourself more familiar with the Bill of Rights. And sit down with one, I'm talking about your grandchild, one of your children, even your grown children, and say, hey, and you know, I never thought about this and that. Even you just call mind manipulate matter. So let them teach them how to learn and be like, yeah, I didn't know that, mom, or dad, or grandmother, whoever you may be. Man, I never thought about that. Make it a game. Yet still, you are teaching them on how to be American. And with that being said, if anyone would like to speak on this topic before we close?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and speak real quick because I've been listening pretty hard here and, you know, the one thing is when you're in school, you learn the Bill of Rights, but when you get away from school, you don't really think about what you don't face every day. You just kind of get it caught up in your own world and taking care of your kids and taking care of, you know, putting a roof over their head and putting food in their mouth and, you know, making sure they have the worldly needs. But we don't think about their rights. You know, like you were saying a few moments ago on the getting pulled over even simply for speeding. It happened to me not too long ago. It was five parents leaving a ball game. We all got pulled over, one behind the other, every one of us out of county. And not knowing, I knew they were saying I was going a certain speed, but I just kept thinking, there's no way my car possibly could even been going that fast at this point. I did not know my rights, but they have to show me the clock if I ask. If they showed me the clock and proved to me that I was going that speed, you know, it had been one thing, but by me not asking, I had to accept what they wrote, and I had to accept it in court. You know, I did not know my rights. I did not know that them putting me in a place of endangerment that where they pulled me over was worse than the speed I could have possibly been doing was against my rights. You know, there's so many things that I learned after I received that ticket that I should have known driving for as many years as I've been driving, teaching a daughter to drive, teaching two boys to have already have license, there are things that we, unless you're like face-to-face with it, we just don't have a tendency to really think it's important to us. But when that moment hits and you're paying $200 you wouldn't have had to pay if you had known, all of a sudden it's kind of important. So, you know, going back and looking at these Bill of Rights and remembering what those things mean to us, and they really do mean something to each and every one of us, and it starts in home. You know, I teach my kids in the home. When they leave my home, they carry that with you. The people they encounter, they share those things that they know, and that is how we continue to be we the people, by helping one another with the knowledge we have. And again, you know, I appreciate you bringing this out here and kind of just refreshing me and making me think about some things that I get so busy in life, forget to think on. So I just wanted to kind of say that real quick and throw that out there with you.
Well, Ms. Stephanie, I truly appreciate it, as well, I'm sure everyone that's listening have. You know, and that's a prime example. You know, all the years you've been driving, you know, seeing your kids, you know, with your lack of knowledge, you've never been able to even tell your own children, like, hey, you know, whenever you get pulled up now, always ask to see this. Just show the, you know, the cop that, hey, I do know my rights. You know, it can go a long way. But it's also like that when you talk about the Bill of Rights and a lot of different things, rights that we have as Americans. So I'd like to ask if anyone else would like to speak. If you're not, you know, we're going to close out, and I appreciate it, and thank you for coming to the show. And as always, you know, there's love to the line. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I'd like to thank you for yet still another opportunity to come together for us to assemble as a people, as a family, of Optical Network, and then express and show the love that we have for the community. To take our time to just actually put it out there and let you be the guy, Heavenly Father, let you be the one to oversee the thing that we endure, see the thing that we exert to the world, so that we can even acknowledge and educate ourselves and all reject the same challenges that life is put upon us, Heavenly Father, that you have actually showed us that, you know, that we must bear, that if we keep faith, Heavenly Father, in the thing that we know that we must keep faith in, that's you, Heavenly Father. Let you be that guy. Let you be the one, Heavenly Father, to take care of us and show us that life consists of this moment. But we must build for what you have in store for us in our future, which is death. Heavenly Father, I praise your name. I thank you for coming and being amongst us. Because, Heavenly Father, I know that your presence is always there. Anytime that, you know, we come together to a mold, Heavenly Father, for the betterment of society, the betterment of our children, the betterment of mankind, Heavenly Father, these are things of good. We know that you are present. And we thank you and we pray, and Heavenly Father, ask that you continue to be here, continue to be with our family, continue to be with the children. Continue, Heavenly Father, to just support and take care of us. And continue to be that prophecy, to be that creator, to be that amazing entity that we know you to be. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Dr. Navigator, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Naomi. I finally got a chance to step away and speak, but Dr. Navigator, I just want to pass some encouragement to you. I've been coming in and out of your show tonight, so I haven't had a chance to comment on anything that you said, but I just want to encourage you and spread some love to you and let you know that you are doing an amazing job on your show, spreading love and educating everyone who calls in and listens to your show frequently. You do an amazing job, and I just want you to keep your spirits up and keep the great topics coming, brother, okay?
Hey, thank you, sis.
No problem.
And that's Miss Naomi Love. Thanks, everyone. It was beautiful, and thank you. Love to the line.
Again, just want to go ahead and take this opportunity and remind everybody to join us on Monday with Motivational Monday with Naomi Love, Wednesday with Wisdom Wednesday with Miss Lane, and Thursday with Thoughtful Thursday with Jace at 9 p.m. And everyone have a great night, and I hope to see you again next Sunday here on Opulent Network Radio at 8 p.m. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. That's it. Y'all have a wonderful night.